Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to give yourself a time window for when things will get done. Choosing a range rather than an exact time can cut down on all kinds of time anxiety. We've all been on the receiving end of time windows. The groceries will be delivered between 10 a.m. and noon. The cable guy will come sometime between the window of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., we hope. Wider ranges are often frustrating as you cool your heels waiting for the plumber to show up. But tighter ranges can be smart if you, like me, get quite worked up about being on time to things. A range turns down the temperature a bit for deadlines that don't need to be that strict. So to be clear, this tip is mostly for the punctual folks listening to this. Though, if you listen to productivity podcasts, my guess is that you're more likely to fall into this category than the average person. As I'm writing this, many of us haven't gone anywhere for a while. But as life goes back to normal, people will make plans. And plans often involve times. If someone tells me to be somewhere at 10 a.m., I tend to figure out how long it will take me to get there and figure out how long it will take me to get ready. And then I build in a buffer, so I will be arriving by 9:57 a.m., even if there is traffic or a complicated parking situation. And that's fine for a really important meeting. It's less necessary if 10 families are all meeting up at a playground or if I just need to touch base with someone briefly by phone. My personality is such that if someone tells me to get them something by 2 p.m. on Thursday, I will then move heaven and earth to do so without asking if there's a reason for that timing. This can be frustrating for everyone if it turns out there isn't really a reason. So recently, as I was in a seemingly endless email chain about setting a time for a call, trying to figure out an exact time that would work around baby feedings and such, I realized that I was better off saying, "Hey, could I just call you sometime between 10 and 11? The person agreed, especially since I made it very clear that she didn't need to sit around waiting for my call. If it didn't work to pick up when I called, well, we'd try back in a little bit. I was so much more relaxed about this than if I'd tried to set an exact time. And I'm sure that came through when we did connect. If you find yourself doing similar acrobatics to meet an exact time that doesn't have to be exact, maybe you could try giving yourself a window too. We'll be at the playground around 2 or 2:30 and would love to see you there. Or I can give this report back to you sometime next week, unless there's a more specific time you need it by." Now, if you are not the punctual sort, this tip is not for you, because I've found that chronically late people have already taken the liberty of giving themselves a range. To them, saying you'll be somewhere at 10 really means you'll be there by 10:30 or possibly even 11. The problem is that no one else is aware of this assumed range, and this can lead to bad feelings. For a range to work, it needs to be transparent and mutually agreed upon. But if it is, then this builds in flexibility for things that don't need to be exact. And sometimes schedules work better when there's a little bit of give to them. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch.
Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.